Thank you so much for watching this Friday Facebook mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is Nick Scherfield, and we're here to answer your questions on Facebook, like this one from Jason Dams. He says, do you think the reason Connor Barwin is just now getting going is because J.J. Watt is being double and triple teamed? Also, do you think the Bears' defense will create turnovers on our offense, which isn't giving the ball up almost never? Well, as far as the Connor Barwin thing, no, I don't think that's why Connor's just getting going. In fact, he's having a good season. He just hasn't gotten the sacks that he had last year. But he is getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback. You listen to the coaches, they say he's doing a very nice job, and he's also batted down a pass or two. As far as the turnovers, I like what the Texans have done so far as far as not giving the ball up.
Yeah, they only have 6 turnovers, which is the fewest in the NFL. The Bears have forced the most turnovers, 28. That's the most by any team in NFL history through 8 games in the season. Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison said on Wednesday at his press conference here at Reliance Stadium that some teams wish for 28 turnovers in 2 seasons. The Bears have it through half of 1. It's going to be a huge priority. It's going to be a huge thing to watch in the game, without a doubt. It could swing on turnovers, this very big battle of 7-1 teams. And as for Connor Barwin, he said he's not doing anything differently. I don't think, with you, it's not because J.J. Watt's getting double and triple teamed. Connor had been playing well before that. The sacks just weren't getting his way. Sometimes that's just the way things go. Plays go away from him. Guys just getting out of his grasp. He said, though, since that Green Bay game where he had some pressures, he's really been feeling his confidence go up. He's felt like he's getting on a little bit of a roll now as far as getting to the quarterback, and he has 2 sacks in the last 2 games. And against the Buffalo Bills, in addition to his sack, he had 4 quarterback hits total. So he's applying a lot of pressure to the quarterback, playing really well, and really starting to hit his stride. And around this time last season, he had about the same amount of sacks through 8 games. So hopefully he can have a big second half of the season.
And he's going back to Chicago, which is where his parents are now living, so that should be fun. He grew up in Detroit. Patrick Chapa has this. Hey, guys, just wanted to know if that was Drew's voice at the intro of On the Nose sounding like a ukulele. The sound is very familiar. It's not my voice, no. He's talking about the
deedle-deedle-deedle. It's really interesting that they thought it was your voice.
Yeah. It's not the first time somebody's asked me that either. I don't know what that's all about. But no, that's not me. We got it from just this library of sounds, I believe, and it's kind of catchy.
It is, and I don't think it sounds like you at all, but maybe that's a compliment to you, because we have had a lot of people tell us they really like that song, they want to get it as their ringtone and things like that. So kudos to you, Drew, for your beautiful, soothing voice.
Kudos that are just not really deserving, but I appreciate that. Marcus Y. Dub Devon has this one. Hey, Nick and Drew. First off, I'd like to say great job on all of the Texans coverage you all do, along with Mark Vanderer. Thank you very much, Marcus. Appreciate that. You guys keep us updated on everything, and we absolutely appreciate the great work. My question is, whatever happened to Tyler Klutz? After seeing Sherrick McManus block that punt for a touchdown last Sunday, I couldn't help but wonder whatever happened to our part of the deal. Thanks, and go Texans. Tyler Klutz, of course, a former Chicago Bear. Sherrick McManus, a former Texan who is now a Bear. Those two were traded for each other right before the season started. Klutz has been a special teamer for the bulk of this season. Haven't seen him too much on the offense, if at all. And Sherrick McManus is doing what he did here. He played well on special teams, and he had a blocked punt for a touchdown last week. We'll see more of Klutz, I think, as the season progresses.
Yeah, he's played on special teams. I don't know that he's played much on offense at all. If he has, it's been very late in games, getting some reps there late in the fourth quarter games and things like that. James Casey, first of all, is playing very well at fullback, and I think that's part of the reason you're not seeing Tyler Klutz on the field. Secondly, as far as the involvement in the offense goes, he came to this team right before the season. It's not very easy to pick it up right away, but you might see him a little more as the season goes on. This is a guy who was a lead blocker for Matt Forte in Chicago and helped pave the way for him to have a lot of success on the ground. A very physical player. The Texans wanted a guy like that in their roster. A little bit different than Casey as far as what his specialty is. So you might see him a little more. Sherrick McManus, good to see him make that play. A guy who was drafted out of Northwestern, from that area in Chicago. So I'm sure he's having a good time up there. But the Texans are very deep at cornerback. It was a move they could afford to make considering the makeup of their roster, because they still have guys like Brandon Harris and Rock Carmichael, some young draft picks from last year that are barely getting to play at all this year, if at all. So it seems like a trade that mutually worked out for both sides. And the fact that Lutz still on the team and contributing on special teams shows you the Texans got some value out of that.
No doubt. Final one from Drake Eckhart. We know this guy. Hey, Nick and Drew. Just wondering how Daryl Sharpton is looking. Also, could you see him, if healthy, work his way back into the starting lineup like we assumed he would be prior to his hip injury. Thanks for everything, guys. Battle Red Freak Drake. He's one of the Battle Red Freaks. Always love hearing from the Battle Red Freaks.
And seeing them at pretty much every single
time. Everything, yeah, whether it's home or away. Mm-hmm. So good stuff, Drake. Daryl Sharpton, yeah, he was enthused about Wednesday or after Wednesday's practice. That was his first day back. He said driving into the stadium, it was like driving into the first day of school, although I never drove myself when I was in elementary school the first day of school. But Daryl's a different
guy.
Maybe. I think Daryl might have had a beard since, what, the age of four? But Daryl was really, really pumped. And if he were to be like the Daryl Sharpton of early 2011, yeah, he might start. You know, it's going to be down the line probably, but that possibility is there.
Yeah, he was absolutely elated, and he looks good physically. He said he feels good physically. You know, he said that he's sure that Wednesday was just a normal day, normal Wednesday for everyone else on the team, but for him it was a huge, huge day. He said it was bigger than the presidential election for him. he had butterflies in his stomach coming to the stadium. You know, but he said he felt good, he felt strong, he felt explosive on the field. The plan now is to, you know, just it's in the hands of the coaches and the trainers to decide how good he actually does look, how well he can hold up physically, what kind of football shape is in, which might be the biggest challenge of getting back when you're actually back to playing football, because it had been more than a full year since he was on the football field and participating. So he's a guy, had he been healthy this offseason, he would have been competing with Brady James for that starting job next to Brian Cushing on the inside, third-year linebacker out of Miami, a fourth-round pick back in 2010. And Gary Kubiak said on Monday before he came back, he sees in Sharpton a guy who could not just be active for this team this year, but be a factor for the team. So whether he starts, whether he gets some minutes in there with James and Dobbins and Barrett Rood, remains to be seen, but a guy, a big hitter, who can definitely help this team if he's back on the field.
Certainly one to keep an eye on. Hey, before we go, we talked about Daryl and his beard. He has better facial hair than either of us, but the reason you see this stuff above our lips, we're raising money, but we're really trying to raise awareness for men's health awareness. It's Movember, so we're growing mustaches. Mo for mustache, November, Movember. And I'm a little bit further along.
I'm trying, yeah, yeah. We started on the same day, November 1st.
One weekend.
Shaved,
yeah.
Probably can't even see mine unless I lean my head a certain way to get
the
shadowing.
I can see it. I can definitely see it.
I don't know if you're going to be able to see it on camera. Hopefully, since we have HD and it'll be full screen, maybe people can see it. But it's kind of sad. But, yeah, we're doing it all month, trying to raise awareness for prostate cancer, testicular cancer. And we'll see it. We're going to continue to provide updates on this online, I think, throughout the month. And hopefully by Thanksgiving time, I should have a mustache that people at least can notice is there.
And you know what? People say, well, why don't you just wear a sticker or wear a ribbon? That's stupid. Why are you doing a mustache? Well, obviously, a mustache is a commitment for a month. And when they see it, they say, what's up with the mustache? And then you get to say, well, you should go to the doctor and get checked out for prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and all that stuff. So go do it, guys. It's worth it. It's necessary. And your loved ones will appreciate you for it.